The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Peter Rosethorne.
Yep.
No sign of Peter Rosethorne.
True Get This style, no co-hosts. So, yes.
Now that he's the big-time host of Can We Help on the ABC?
Sorry. Too much bias in here, is there?
Hey, if he doesn't show up, what are we going to do?
I'm going to placate my very angry flatmate, John.
Oh, yeah. What have you done?
Oh, he's not happy. We recorded the duet, didn't play it yesterday. He received a volley of complaints, and he snubbed me at breakfast.
Is that right? Snubbed breakfast?
Snubbed.
Well, we'll try and rectify that wrong. We'll also have something called Fartgate, which is apparently our listeners are leading
Roddy
the charge.
Roddy related?
This is Roddy Roode. Just before the show went to air, just heard a promo for Roddy Roode. They just ended on a fart.
Has finally reached their level. Roddy's so, like, that's perfect.
We've got to fill that last second somehow. We're going to play What Have We Won? And
new segments. The listeners have come up with sizzling hot new segments, and we're going to road test them.
And we're going to be giving away copies of our limited edition album.
Oh.
It's all coming up on a very significant edition of Get This.
Depends a lot on what you mean by significant.
That's true. Come on, John.
That's Paul Kelly at Get This Around the Nation. Welcome aboard, everybody. Our co-host is here. Our co-host, I think yesterday, Charles Firth co-hosted the program.
He was treated at the scene, suffering minor injuries and more than a little embarrassment.
Let's meet our cast, shall we? Guess what? Last night, Richard Marsland attempted to reenact the graphic opening scene from the film Short Bus.
He was treated at the scene, suffering minor injuries and more than a little embarrassment.
Is that right, Richard?
That's absolutely true.
How close did you get?
But don't worry, Ed Cavalier had last night his second breakdancing lesson.
He was treated at the scene, suffering minor injuries and more than a little embarrassment.
Recognise.
I'm Tony Martin. I attempted to play sport yesterday.
He was treated at the scene, suffering minor injuries and more than a little embarrassment.
Peter Rosethorne is the host of ABC's Can We Help, which I guess would cause anyone
more than a little embarrassment.
Oh, that's unfair.
Give
him a round.
Last one.
Hello, guys. Sorry I was late, everybody. Oh, God. Oh, no. Ed.
Antics
don't
ahoy.
Don't leave the banana skins on the ground, Ed. There's crummage on my seat from his sandwiches. Revolting.
Best thing about that piece, you went to the trouble of mining it.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You headbutted the mug and closed your eye.
Moved off my chair as well.
Beautiful show on radio, this.
Certainly is. And our very first ever co-host, Peter Rosethorne.
Yes.
Back in the early days. Wasn't it a shambles in those days?
How has it changed since then, Pete?
It's got much worse.
Really?
Yeah, it's just to have no discipline. That's why I made myself late. I was actually quite early. I was just walking up and down outside. So it wasn't to be outdone by Greg Pleat.
Your time.
Armitage, how are you?
How you doing, Pete?
Excellent, thank you.
Great to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Can we? We mention. Just get all the formalities out of the way.
I'm too sincere.
You two have been introduced.
Yes, we have.
Can we help?
Yes.
Is that still on?
Yes, it's still going.
What's your biggest challenge, you know, at the moment?
The biggest challenge at the moment is I've never watched it. that's a large challenge.
When's it on?
Oh, no, I don't know.
It is on the ABC, isn't
it's
it?
It's on 6:30 Fridays at the ABC.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's full of facts. It's been renewed for next year.
Hey, has it? How many eps?
43.
Oh, they'll do that in about 2 weeks, I reckon. Specs. They shoot 42 episodes in one afternoon.
Apparently.
Really?
It's all done like one afternoon in February, and then they just play it for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And, I mean...
All. Done on half a foot as well.
I mean, when they get to the end of year montage, the best of Can We Help, what will be the jewel in the crown? What has been your greatest achievement?
Most helpful you've been, Pete.
Reunion after reunion is tough. gee, would it be...
Found any treasure?
No. Oh, yeah, no, I found some diamonds. Oh, no, I didn't find them. No, I didn't find them.
You stole them.
So I don't think, actually, I think the highlight would be, because at the end of the show, we ask people to actually help us. So we have, we pose them with a problem. Someone's sending this. We don't know how that, we can't find it.
All right.
Can you find it for us?
Yeah.
So all up, we've got 28 of those.
Right.
Nothing's ever come back.
Nothing?
Nothing.
And what sort of help do you need, though? I mean...
Well, people might say, I can't find this piece of Lapland yaki sled.
Oh.
You know,
taxpayers' money at work. Is there an element of bias in your program? And if they dragged you down the Sydney Institute and shown you the Gerard Henderson film that you get now when you work at the ABC?
We might have some bias.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Bias towards...
Hang on, but Pete...
Dags.
Uninteresting challenges.
Hey, come on.
Pete, is it just...
I've heard nothing but criticism about Cam.
Can I just ring up and say, look, you know what the thing is, Pete? I don't have a nice jacket.
Mm.
Can you help me get a nice jacket?
Yeah.
And then you'll get me one.
Yeah, the researchers will go out and buy you a nice jacket.
This is a great program.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You have to give them the money and everything.
Just, oh, right. There, you have to give them the cash.
Problem.
And
there's
give them some sort of framework to work in. But they'll do it.
Oh,
they'll
right.
do anything.
Wow.
I got a problem. Slight problem at home. Not a massive problem.
Well, this is the place to solve it.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Family men that we
certainly,
are.
Certainly, I'm not taking the camera.
That's right. With, as long as it doesn't involve... anything with like from the real world,
yeah,
we'll be fine.
Sure, okay. If
tell you which DVD to watch.
Obscure movie references. We're your show.
Yeah,
no,
what's going
that.
On?
I've got an issue with that. I've got a UNICEF child.
Oh yes.
Right, okay.
Oh, that you sponsor.
Yeah, currently residing in Chad.
Right.
And they've sent me another photo.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the same person.
Oh no! It's not just got a bit older.
Well. Looks quite different.
It's not generic, is it? They don't just send out a generic
no,
photo.
Do they? Well, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Well, who do we have on here? Michael Ward, one of our regular correspondents. Yeah. He sold his house on the internet.
Yeah.
And when you went to the page for his house, there was the real estate agent sitting in a deck chair with a glass of wine in his hand going, and like it's a little clip
right.
going, yeah. This house is ideal for reading a magazine and sinking a Chardonnay.
Mm.
And then he's gone to the next house, same deal.
Oh,
and then the next house, same deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he's a little bit pissed each house you go to.
No.
More and more so, but essentially.
I don't think my
so what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I don't think.
How do you send a query?
Yeah.
Well, I'm too scared.
A lineup? Have a UNICEF lineup?
I'm just worried that maybe the original passed on.
Oh no!
Oh no!
I mean, if they had
a new one,
if they had a lineup of six UNICEF kiddies, would you be able to pick out your new son?
Well, not with the photos they're giving me.
No, bad photo.
Are you sure it just hasn't had a makeover?
Ah,
well, so that's a chance. I've been sending some good
a
cash.
UNICEF makeover.
He's got cash.
A grill. You know?
Grill. I noticed that. The teeth were steely looking.
Jeez.
It's hard. It's tough, isn't it?
Do you think you're, you know, perhaps the victim of a scam?
Could be a UNICEF scam. Yeah. They love a scam out there.
They do know. They?
Yeah, they do.
You feel comfortable saying that?
Oh, no, not really. No. But I'm a comedian, I'll say anything.
Else?
Anything pulls out of my mouth, it's awful.
Oh, maybe Peter can help us with Fartgate.
Oh, please, Fartgate.
Yes, this is a letter we've received from Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, g'day, guys. This morning, the 8th, that was Wednesday.
Lano and Woodley
on Wednesday. Mm. I swear, this is what he's written, I swear to Nick Kershaw that someone farted on air. Fess up, who was it? This is Fartgate. It was around 9.44 to 9.46 morning time. Sorry, Adelaide,
that's
Newcastle.
And okay. Osaka.
What time are you on there?
We're Osaka, we're a...
Breakfast program.
Yeah. Somehow Battle of the Sexes goes out on our show. When it...
And you got Secret Santa as well.
Oh, never enough. Well, this is in itself a form of Secret Sound.
Yeah.
Matty Dow listened to the whole 10 minutes around there.
He's a good man.
He reckons this must be what it is. You have to listen really closely.
You know how normally you go down the slide
again,
at, a kid,
you've said it.
At a kiddie park, you go down the slide and you land in the
balls. I heard it.
Just one more time of that bit. Yeah.
At a kiddie park, you go down the slide and you land in the balls.
And can you isolate it again?
You go...
Is that a fart?
That's conclusive, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Could you replicate that, Pete?
I'm trying to.
Give it a go.
I do it with my mouth. I can do it with my mouth. I can't do it with my chair. I can't do... It's not leather seats, so
it's
that won't work.
It's not leather seats.
Right.
I'm going to get a Blame Armitage.
I think the Shanks man. I think Shanksy's up
really?
There.
That had the sort of taste of Woodley about it, I reckon. It felt very Woodley to me.
Smack of Woodley.
Well, maybe it was Leno.
You reckon?
Throwing his voice, as it were. Maybe he's an anal ventriloquist. So we're all looking at Armitage, aren't we?
Yeah.
But it also sounds, it doesn't sound necessarily like someone's broken wind. It sounds like, you know, when you rub your two palms together. And I know you can do that trick very well.
I can't.
Oh, I can't.
Like that?
Yeah, maybe it was something like that.
Yeah, but if somebody had been doing that on here, we would have spotted it.
Yeah, yeah. I would have known.
It really is a cheap way to get a laugh.
I mean, that's obviously the segment was desperate. Quickly do the hand thing. Okay, so what are we going to do here? We can't identify the culprit.
No.
I guess we have no choice but to give Simon
an
album.
We'll have to shut him up.
A copy of Illegal Download, which I guess is what we were hearing just there.
Hey, we got I got another idea for a sizzling hot segment here.
Yeah, have you?
Paul Hopkins has written in, and he said, great start. You guys are great, blah, blah, blah. Hope you love it. Hey, here we go. Here's the start of contest. Try, how about the contest? Try and pick the pop synth solo. So we play a bit of pop synth from a song, and you have to say who the song is, which song it is, and which is the artist. Well, artist in very inverted commas there.
Yeah.
And the first prize is two tickets to see Yanni live in Christchurch.
Yanni.
And second is two Frankie Goes to Hollywood DVDs. And then third prize is a keyboard tie. And he's just putting in brackets in case I didn't know, like the one in Zoolander. Now, I'm across keyboard ties.
That is great.
This is the best idea I've ever heard.
But will that really, I mean, can you imagine people falling over themselves to get those Yanni in Christchurch tickets?
First thing we don't have to do is convince Yanni to play in Christchurch. you're pretty tight with Yanni, aren't you?
Oh, Yanni, I'm very good friends. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, we are.
Reckon you'll do Christchurch?
Christchurch, she's played not long ago, about a month ago. Yeah.
How was the gig?
Yeah, it went well.
Windswept?
Yeah, absolutely. It was an outdoor gig.
It was outdoor.
And, bloody cold.
So it's identify the 80s synth solo. Yeah, so what kind of are we talking? The Kirsch, we're talking the Jones, we're talking the Cadge.
We're talking the Cadge.
We're talking Lamal.
We're talking Toto.
Cadgegugu, Richard, in case you're wondering.
The Vox? The Ultravox?
Oh, Ultravox.
How does that go?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
Call in.
Okay. Because we have had Boris. Listen to Boris. This is almost a poem. Of an email.
Come on, Boris.
It's always
get us with it.
It's on the back of the Ultravox and Vienna. Yeah. If you go to the bakery, you can go multigrain, rye, Vienna.
There you go.
And grab it.
But you need some eyeliner on.
Yeah.
And a swinging light bulb over your head for the full effect. This is what Boris says. You had to do it. You couldn't let it rest. You couldn't leave it behind in the 1980s. You had to play the Kirsch over and over. You had to mention him day in and day out. You played his music, and now you are responsible for me having to go to iTunes and download the Kirsch. Yes, I admit it. Yes, I did it. I grew up in the 80s with the Kirsch for 18 years. My life has been Kirsch-free, and since you buffoons have been playing Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me and The Riddle and The Unforgettable Wouldn't It Be Good,
I've not only been
having flashbacks, I haven't been able to get the melodies out of my head.
Good man.
Please. Don't do this with Toto.
Well, you know, has he gone all the way? Has he got the chroma key suit happening? Wouldn't it be good style? That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Has he gone so far as to wear a neckerchief, massive gloves, a big bouffant, and just stand near a synthesizer all day, cunningly not playing it? Do you have the guts, man, to take it to its full length?
I like that poem. So let's see if we can expunge the Kirsch from Boris's mind with a copy of Illegal Download.
Right, Toto would be happy with that.
What, Toto? Don't say Toto.
Yes! Oh,
don't do that!
It took three goes. I keep saying Toto and winking at Shanksy, and he's just looking at me like, not a winking from Ed this morning.
We've gone. It's the show's gone confusing in Kershaw again. Let's expunge away and have some proper music here. Get this. Pretty Vegas, that'd be In Excess. The new look In Excess here at Get This around the nation on Triple M or KOFM if you're listening in Newcastle. Brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Now with an extended 3-year, 200,000-kilometre warranty.
That's a massive warranty.
When John Howard heard about that warranty, this is what he said. He went off short bus style.
Going off all short bus.
Peter Rosesort is with us.
He's short bus.
I have no idea what short bus is.
Try and explain it.
It's
a film. It's fruity as.
The opening scene, the human body's built to sort of like bend in certain ways.
Yeah, be careful.
A man challenging that theory. Challenging that theory to his own pleasure.
Yeah.
Right.
Richard Marsden tried to explain
Still
it yesterday.
Still have no idea what
have a listen. Well, this might help. Dane Jensen has emailed us. He missed the Talkback Mountain boat yesterday. We were talking hoaxes. Listen to this for a good hoax. In year 12, I looked a lot like the Shermanator from American Pie.
By choice?
One night, we were in the city of the Elephant and Wheelbarrow. I think Melbourne would be
Melbourne's
one of them. One of them, yeah.
Adelaide, though.
Could be Adelaide.
Yep.
Listen to this. He tells the singer of the live band who were on stage that I was the Shermanator from American Pie.
Yeah.
They were so impressed, they got him up on stage and he sang Nickelback's How You Remind Me to the crowd.
How did he go?
I don't know, but that, he doesn't say, but that is worth an album. That person gets a legal download. But then at the end he said, I would appreciate it if you could get the Marslander to draw a diagram of the
Turkish grip, unquote, and posted on the website, I'm pretty keen to give it a crack. Now, this is yesterday.
He's pretty keen.
Marsden was trying to explain the Turkish grip, something to do with short bus.
Mm. What was I don't know exactly 100% what it is.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's fabled.
Fabled? It's fabled. It's a lot of nursery rhymes about it, is it?
Generation, yeah. But no, when, as you know, I used to host a late night sex show.
And there just was in the street. Sort of street corner.
What about
sex? What about sex?
It was just a rolled up newspaper.
Hear you. With a bell through the streets.
And we had a sexpert who told us about it and didn't exactly explain what it was. So, I mean, I'm no expert, certainly. I mean, we can have a go.
Try.
We can demonstrate.
Give it a sec.
Do some improv. You.
Feel free to use me. I was late. I probably deserve to be.
Can we help?
Some Turkish scripture.
Can we help?
Send it in. Write it down. Send it in.
Is this John Howard master the Turkish script?
That's
enough. Andrew says, can you keep playing that as much as you played that Rex Hunt clip for all those months?
Still makes me laugh.
We'll try and help. Hey, what about singing? Explain what happened with does Peter Rosell know about your household arrangements?
I live with two people.
Two girls. I know there's a girl involved. I know he spilt the milk in the lift the other day.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, still
a lot.
Al-Qaeda took responsibility.
Did they?
So it's Kelsey. The girl who I live with is called Kelsey.
Yep.
Excellent. I live with a guy called John.
Yes.
Genius. Category 1 genius. He was lying on the ground the other day because he'd been on a 4-day bender.
He's a genius.
And he knocked over. He was trying to plug in the heater and he'd knocked the television out. So the television had gone all fuzzy. And then he knocked over the clothes rack. So all of Kelsey's clothes had fallen on top of him. And he was lying on the ground punching the floor going, I've got to change my life. And then there was a long period of silence. And then he just started cracking into Nick Lachey's What's Left of Me.
I joined in,
and it was such an uplifting moment that it got us off the floor and down to the table tennis table, where we all felt better.
And you know the words, the Nick Lachey.
So what we've done is, he knew the words and he taught me the words.
Okay, fair enough. He's a genius.
Yeah. So what I'm saying now is, I'm sick of that Your Body is a Wonderland thing, right? Oh, don't look at me like that, yeah. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to start taking requests.
Yeah, sure.
If a listener or a co-host or one of Shanksy's late night sex, you know, wanderer pastors wants to crack on and have a go at a duet, I'm willing to give it a run.
Sure.
So, and John is angry at me because I didn't play it yesterday. He said his exact words were, a lot of people very disappointed in you, Ed.
They came in like at 8 o'clock took a lot of morning and they were doing their warm-ups and it was We Are the World in there. Yeah. And then we didn't have time to play it because we spent so much time talking about Richard's sex
to script
gear.
So here we are. This is for you. This is a peace offering to you, John. I said, I'm going to get you a ticket to the races tomorrow, John. He walked past me in the hallway and said, I don't want a bar of it. So, Johnny boy,
he's angry.
Let's mend some bridges.
Ready?
Watch my life pass me by in the rearview mirror. Pictures frozen in time are becoming clearer. I don't want to waste another day stuck in the shadow of my mistakes. Yeah. Cause I want you and I feel you crawling underneath my skin like a hunger, like a burning to find a place I've never been. Now I'm broken and I'm faded. I'm half the man I thought I would be, but you can have what's left of me. But
take what's left of John, ladies.
There we go. What did you think, Mr. Howard?
Oh,
he liked it.
And then I said to Maddie, just run that through the auto tune if you would, brother. Try and find some notes. Yeah. And Maddie went, don't have it in the new computer. And just threw it back. Oh, it was what he was doing.
So people aren't disappointed now that they've heard it?
No, they're not.
Peter Rosethorne was
quite strong.
Distinctly underwhelmed.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not underwhelmed.
There was so much heart. John got told to stop smacking the mic because he was so into it.
I know. I could tell.
Now we're taking requests.
So what would have been happening in your place, like, just then? Would he have had an audience round?
Yeah. He would have been going off in the living room.
Yeah.
And there would have been... Kelsey works in, like, a science lab. Yeah. It would have been beakers down. you know, goggles off, Bunsen burners off, while we all hold hands and learn a bit about each other. Yeah. And I reckon across the nation, everyone just turkey script each other.
They don't know what they were doing.
No.
But they know they liked it. So essentially, we're taking requests, people. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling low, if you need to be lifted up.
If you want to just say, oh, look, I'd love to hear Ed Cavalier singing Nights in White Satin.
Oh, don't. With one's enough. Nights in White Satin. Never reached to the end. That's what? Something or other. Something else.
Oh. Luke wants that to be a ringtone.
Well, Luke, you get your wish, bro. I'm embracing it. I can't sing, but I've got a studio and I intend to use it.
Luckily, John can.
Oh, he's amazing. He's awful. You reckon he can sing?
What?
Oh, he's better than you.
He's not better than me.
He's better than you.
I can't believe it.
Gee, I can't believe he's hurt. I can't believe you're upset by that.
You can't have Hal without Oates. You know, you can't have Simon without Garfunkel.
Well, you can.
Need the two.
You clearly can.
Maybe. Can't have Lennon without Yoko.
I don't know what to say about that. Gosh, I mean, it seemed like a joke when he was introducing it. Now he's like taking it real serious.
Yeah, man. I'm dead serious now.
Do you think this is because Ed has got his international observers?
No, you know. No.
Is that who they are?
No, no.
Is that who they are?
Okay. He's a song, Rich.
Look, can we get... Can Anna from the phones come in?
No.
Can you just bring, Anna, come on in this year and switch on that microphone.
Let's not have Anna from the phones. Let's talk emails.
Because we've had... Ed brought in his two international observers.
Yeah.
And everyone's sort of not been saying what they're thinking. And then just before the show, Anna came out and said what everyone was thinking. Anna, what did you say?
Did you get the girls from Oaks Day yesterday? And actually, one of them is from Oaks Day yesterday, I found out.
These are long-time friends, first-time observers.
Sure. Sure they are.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You've known both these women for ages.
Yesterday.
Years.
Mm. Yesterday?
Literally years.
Anna doesn't look convinced.
No, she's not convinced.
Anna's wearing a Ken Doan SeaWorld shirt.
And loving it.
Yeah.
What do you reckon's going on here, Anna?
Okay, so I've worked it out. One is an old friend.
Yeah.
And the lovely lady with glasses.
Yeah.
Ed met yesterday at Oaks Day and brought her in to observe him.
No, look, that's a stretch. It's all timing. We've got to go. We come here and then we've got other things we have to do.
Yeah, but every scene from Short Bus would be my guess.
Yes.
Is there any music to play?
Or won't you play your single again?
No. Is there any Toto or In Excess that we could crank out here?
It's uncomfortable.
Is this
isn't it?
Finished? Are we going to stop?
I tell you what, maybe we need to get the women in here.
No.
Maybe the international observers need to come in and explain themselves.
Look, I'm comfortable with that. I've got nothing to hide. Tell Bellew style.
Let's meet them next on Get This.
Get This.
It is not well known. It is not well understood. It is complex for people to comprehend.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Let's get this around the nation. Peter Rosethorne is with us.
Yes, I am.
From the ABC's Can You Help?
We don't have to keep mentioning it.
Yeah.
It doesn't need help. It rates beautifully on its own.
It does?
Off the back of Mesh's stick. It pulls about, I don't know.
Seven or eight people, isn't it?
Seven or eight, and they're very well-informed people.
But you're up against, Naomi Robson.
I know.
And,
how do you beat such beauty? You can't.
You've got to go more hard-hitting.
Oh, well, we try.
You've got to talk about political correctness gone mad.
Oh, it's gone mad. It's always going mad.
Going mad. And what about, I don't want to put you on the spot, but we will. Kath and Kim, there's a talk about town.
Rumors. People just want more.
There's rumours.
People want more Kath and Kim.
There's that bloke from Little Britain, Matt Lucas.
Yeah. Had he been told not to tell anyone, that would have been a secret.
Because that's out now he's going to be appearing in Kath and Kim.
That's a big coup.
That's a coup.
But
that's
what? Is he appearing in the TV series? Is there another film? What's it going to be? Is it a shopping centre appearance?
The last
shopping
to know, Tony.
Centre tour. That'd be good.
You can't say anything.
I can't say anything.
All right. And how far can you get down your street before someone yells out something about you on Kath and Kim?
Oh, not very far. I was putting out... I went to the car yesterday in my... Well, they weren't underpants.
They used to be underpants.
It was sleepwear. Yeah. And, no shirt or anything. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. And the school bus went past.
Ready! Yeah! And you're shirtless. Did you give him a bit of ET?
Unintentional, yes. Just wasn't concentrating. ET's a natural thing. I'd hold it in all day and let it go for once every 2 weeks when I work.
Right. Have you seen ET?
I haven't.
You haven't seen any.
I must be the only person in the country who hasn't.
I could see how it could work.
Yeah, it does. It's very strong.
Amazingly. Yeah, it's and very this strong. Is the most visual show on radio. I know. So perhaps in the break. It's like a classic, though. It's one of your big things.
Oh, it's like my nips are getting bigger. Hell as anything.
During that, I could see Peter Rosen going, wow, Ian Cavalier, young people, people who haven't seen my act.
Let's get back to the university. Let's get back to the university.
On the uni tour. Hey, what about our podcast?
Well, how are we looking this week?
It's a day late this week. I apologise.
How dare you?
Pod Buffs, it's going up today, but Matty Dow is so damn busy and tough love. It's their last, I think it's the last show for the year.
Yeah.
Is that right today?
That's right.
So they've been sizzling up something special, so our podcast went up a bit late.
Why do they get to finish 3 weeks before everyone else?
Oh, Mick Malloy's just got...
He's got a magic, hasn't he?
He's got an ironclad contract.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. He only does four shows a year.
No one seems to notice.
It's four shows live and then another 12 pre-recorded.
And apparently he tapes words, like the time at the phone. Yeah. He just says, if, but, then.
Oh, is that right? and they just construct a program. From the words underpants and Laurie Oakes. Somehow a whole show comes together. No, it's the big Tough Love finale today in most states, except in other states, an equally fine program.
You know it.
Oh, very strong.
Don't worry, Newcastle. Mm. So the podcast.
What do we got, Tony? Because you came in this morning and you sat down and you slumped in your chair and you said, the podcast almost killed me.
Oh, man, Matty Dow. It's like a barrel of monkeys. With the one bit leads into the next, and then there's that long bit about finding a flatmate for you and I couldn't squeeze it. But that's in there.
Ah, great.
And there's a bit of Dave Graney. Right. There's a bit of Dr. Rob Sitch.
Right.
There's a bit of Fifi Box.
Cal Wilson's
right. in there.
Right. Oh, I love Cal.
It's absolutely chockers.
Snatto fans?
Nothing for Snatto fans.
You know
fans.
What? That's cool.
The Snatto fan. In fact, according to our Wikipedia page, which has been locked off to prevent errors, it says that we have a Snatto cast. We've never done a Snatto cast.
No.
We
will.
Where does that come from?
No.
Yeah. Can we help?
Yeah,
I can. I'm trying to find Snattocast.
Where's something people wanted on the podcast?
What do they want, Tane?
Oh, they want Satney Kaftan Day. That is on the podcast. I mean, it's not, you know, it's visual radio.
It's fairly visual radio. It's essentially just me opening a packet and then a lot of, they're so Satney. And then a regular program and every now and again someone will say, I'm Satney.
That's strong. That's very strong.
But look at that radio photo.
You know that I'm a massive fan of visual radio.
Should we have some music?
Oh, I think we should have music. If you want to see pictures of what you do is you go to our website, bring up the pictures of Satney Kaftan Day and look at them while you're listening to the podcast.
Right.
That's the very height of the information technology.
You're a nerd. Let's be honest.
Music, please.
Okay, Rich.
Yeah.
Splash drums.
Splash cymbal.
Splash cymbal. Synth brother.
Possibly later.
Yeah, later on. I'll get when I'm feeling it.
Yep.
Guitar.
Yeah.
And haircuts for everyone. Two, sure. three, four.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Bringing relief to the drought-stricken areas of Australia, one synth at a time. That's a flock of seagulls. You know it is. Here at Get This Around the Nation, Peter Rosedale.
You know.
How good was that?
It was unbelievable.
It's very strong.
Oh, there was a bloke who looked like Rick Moranis with red glasses. And there was another bloke who had a hairstyle you couldn't understand from any angle.
There were seagulls in it, we presume.
It's Get This Around the Nation. What's been happening if you've just tuned in? We've met Ed's international observers.
Yeah, we dodged the bullet there. You didn't bring them in.
Beautiful people.
People came. When we mentioned that, people flocked from all over the station. other radio stations.
Bosses of this stuff came
to meet them.
Yeah. Well, pretty cool.
When are they going to be fitted out with Satney kaftans?
Wow. I'm just about to show them the photo.
You can organise that, and we've just had a request on the show. And, Peter, do you follow the work of David Dickinson, Antiques Valuer?
Oh, the Dickinson.
I do. On cable TV, I do,
yeah. He'd be a good guest for Can We Help?
Oh, gee. Yeah. Very strong.
Have we got an example?
We're going to have an eye-popping, cracking lot of kit on that stand.
And Mark Butler has emailed us to say he's got a new show, Dickinson's Real Deal. And that he's gone back to calling himself the Duke. So I hope we'll have a bit of Dickinson's Real Deal.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Mark Butler also points out that while we sit around correcting other people for pronunciation problems, we are constantly mispronouncing Pete Doherty. It's actually Doherty.
It is Doherty. Well, I'm not sure. No, it's Doherty Doherty. I was never clear myself.
You better be right about that, Richard, or we'll have to dough your pay.
Boing.
Oh, that was awful.
Gee, that's good. Almost
32
that
weeks.
Really good.
32 weeks. I've never sunk that low.
I feel a bit sick.
I feel really
sorry.
That's a walkout.
Oh,
you know. Gee, I knew I was late, but I didn't deserve that.
I guess if we're mispronouncing things ourselves and then pointing the finger at others, it must be a case of
Pop Cow.
Oh. Butcher.
Now explain who Frank Butcher is.
Frank Butcher is East End hard man.
Mm. Yeah.
From the show EastEnders. It's also on Foxtel on UK TV.
Yeah. Mm.
Last week we combined the two in that machine from The Fly.
Yeah.
And some people missed it. Butcher and Dickinson fans were unhappy to have missed that.
Yeah.
So let's just play that again.
Have I done my homework?
You've taken it as gospel when you should have known damn better.
My homework has been over 25 years. Print now.
Pot kettle.
25 years. I've got flair, I've got talent, and I've made several million pounds. What can you say about the antique business?
I have every right.
So you're saying now you're qualified to tell me.
I couldn't tell you I know all about it. I can't come charging up to your shout in the oats.
I've been doing this business for 25 years. I'm very disappointed in this conversation today. And in fact, I'm a bit off with it.
What is the matter with you, woman?
I am not happy.
Pot kettle.
I think I've had enough, quite frankly. You know, you're taking the out of me.
You are an old woman for crying out loud. Doing a stretch at your time in life.
Over 25 years. That was my take-home homework.
Well, fair exchange is no robbery.
I'm not a big brother.
Pot kettle.
I will walk from this series.
Like the dozy big plum he always was.
You can carry on merrily on your bloody own.
God help us.
Now that's how I feel about it. Because you've taken 25 years of special work with a lot of flair and a lot of talent into question.
All this for some cockeyed revenge about nothing.
I'm going to say this from now on. No more prisoners, no more nice talk. From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson.
And I love you, you balmy old horse.
Noble.
God help us.
Here you go. There it is.
There it is.
Hope people are happy.
So baffled, Tone.
Yeah. You dozy plum!
Oh, I had that coming. And I love you, you tarty horse, or whatever it was.
Tarty horse. Let's get up the mountain. I just want to mention quickly a letter to the Melbourne Herald Sun today.
Oh, yes.
From Joy...
Well informed, was it?
It's from Joy Buttress of Dromana.
The butt?
And she says, we complain about water shortage, but whose idea was it to bring three big elephants to our country? I wonder how much water they drink a day.
Ah.
And what's coming next?
Don't know.
Let's get these elephants coming over here, drinking our water, stealing our jobs.
Taking our women.
Driving our cars.
How's that? Elephants must go. They're not assimilating.
That's what they're not doing. They won't accept the Aussie way of life. No. Try and have a game of cricket with an elephant.
No.
Can't bowl. Yeah. Can't catch.
They can bat.
Their signs are illegible.
I can't read a word of it. Walk down the street. I don't know what it's about. Hey, Passiona High.
Yeah.
Passiona High is going straight.
Really?
Don't give me that that tone of hating. Yeah. We have some amazing, because Rosethorne needs a character.
Yeah, love one.
Rosethorne definitely needs a character. And these are some of the sizzling hot ideas we've had recently. The token Italian kid who has salami saladas wrapped in foil for play lunch.
That's not really
Snatto Garrow's taking over that one. And then here we go. The irritating geek who really knows nothing, only repeating what he reads in reviews of films, books and comics. Played by Richard Wilkins.
Oh. Mm. Thought that might have been me, but okay.
That's it. So roast on these one.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, do I have to make it myself?
Nah.
Oh.
No, listeners will do it.
That thanks. Do it for you. Yeah.
I mean, at school, how would you have described your character when you were really
were
in school?
Were you a nerd?
Was I a nerd?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Swarthy class wag.
I wasn't a swarthy class wag. Yeah, put me down as that.
I think that's taken. I think that's Marsden's character.
Oh, is it Marsden, is it?
That's not what we're doing. We're playing What Have You Won? It's been a big week for winning. There's the horse racing.
People were winning money everywhere around me. People just like, oh, whoops, like another $2,000 just falling out of my mouth because I've won so much. I've got nowhere else to put it.
Ed Cavalli won two hot chicks.
Did you?
Didn't win them. And enough of that. Well, I lost yesterday. I lost. I won bet the whole carnival. I was there the whole day. I had one bet and I got a syndicate together. Ryan Shelbo Shelton.
Yeah.
We all got our money together because I got a tip from a man in the toilets.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
I was walking out and the man stopped me and he said, listen, you, Sydney, race 8, number 5. It's a certainty.
romped home for fourth.
Oh, did you track that bloke down?
Yeah, he's dead now.
Is he?
No.
Shallow Bush Grave.
Well, okay, that's not really a win. Have you won anything, Peter?
Oh, what, in my whole life?
Yeah, it's just, that's what it can be. It can be anything at all. Just impress us with the story of winning and win yourself a copy of our illegal download album. Every person gets one. It's not like a competition.
No.
Are you looking at me still?
Yeah. You must have won.
That was your time to think, Rose.
I've won many things. I've won many, billions of things.
You won, thank God, you're here.
Yeah, I won that. Twice.
I've
got
the trophy.
Twice. Oh, you brought it in.
Set the trophy in this morning. Have a look.
Yours is a nice colour.
Look at yours, Tone.
A beautiful colour.
Oh,
beautiful colour. Put your name on it.
In recognition of your achievement in the art of bullshitting.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you get. Although I have to say, watching it back the other night, I would have given it to Frank Woodley.
That's
the beauty of the show. Yeah, I would have given it to someone else again.
Yeah. And Hamish Blake. Blakey.
Oh, very strong.
Well.
He done well. Survivor thing was good.
And McAuliffe was good with that. The line about what happens in the horse stays in the horse. That was the best line.
On the bear.
Yeah, see, that's right. Yeah.
First thing I won was a pair of salt and pepper shakers. They were on a little hanger. Like a little.
Where are you meant to hang them?
Well, they were grapes. They were the shape of grapes. They were sort of purpley grapes, and one was pepper, one was salt, and they used to hang on a little grape tree.
How did you win those?
I won it at the Rosebud Carnival, and I opened my lucky ticket. I got one. First thing I ever won.
Well, the bar has been set.
There it is, people.
For what have you won? Yeah. Have you won anything yet?
I won a rigged third-grade colouring in contest.
Rigged?
We were a week before the contest, we were asked to please bring in goodies, like chocolates and stuff like that, to make a hamper to give to the winner of the drawing contest. Yeah. And it was Mother's Day drawing contest. And I copied Stephen Hollenby's entry, who was sitting next to me, but I changed the wording slightly and added a cat and a couple of flowers. And I coloured it in more so mine looked prettier. And then I handed it in, and it got I got awarded the prize. And I was amazed. And then I noticed when I got home and saw the hamper, I noticed that the same hamper had been like in pieces in my house the week before.
Oh,
and I said to Mum, why did we have the hamper? And now we've got the hamper back after I won. And she said, because I was the judge.
So your mum was the corrupt judge of the colouring competition.
Yeah.
So you cheated to win.
Yeah.
And then your mum cheated by giving the prize to you.
Yeah.
And why?
Boxes and boxes of free Maltesers. It was delicious.
She's not at all. I find your mother strange.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard many stories now. Now she's nothing but criminal and odd.
No, she's lovely.
It's not that bad.
What?
She's lovely. She just really wants Maltesers. She's got nothing to get them.
Okay. No, I'm saying she's not. She's not lovely. I'm saying she's lovely. Just say she's evil as well.
Shanksy?
Evil at the same time, Shanksy.
Have you won something?
No, the closest I've come, I haven't won anything, but I came third in a Westfield Shopping Centre yo-yo contest.
Hey, not really? What tricks did you do?
Around the world.
Did you walk the dog?
Walk the dog. That's a walk in the park.
Dog bite? Dog
bite. I don't even know.
The Veal Gardens?
No, that's
the horse bite.
A beach in Adelaide.
No, but it all came undone with the walk in the cradle.
It's so hard, Rocky.
The kid that won?
Yeah.
What was their like coup de grace? What was the big move?
Well, he did all the tricks correctly. I'm not sure exactly, but he won the In Excess Kick album on cassette.
Not bad.
It's 87, and also a solid like a gold plated yo-yo direct from the Philippines.
Oh, you only
direct from the Philippines?
Yeah.
That's where
it arrived. Like, I got a battered motorbike, and you have to sign for it.
It's amazing.
To get the gold plated yo-yo, you have to do the most difficult trick of all,
which is
opening scene from Short Bus.
Sorry.
People wondering what that is. We're not even allowed to talk about it on here. People must have won better stuff than this.
The phones have lit up, Tone. People...
Just as well, because we don't have time for a song.
Gee, Tony.
Shouldn't have played Frank Butcher.
No. Hi, Gary.
G'day, guys.
Yeah, what did you win, brother?
Mate, I won a golf competition one day, and the trophy I got was sponsored by the local news agent, and it was a book titled How to Win at Golf.
but I already have. And what did you say when you accepted it?
Thank you, now I'll know what to do next time.
Oh. Had you read How to Accept a Trophy before? Just as well. Well, that's pretty much the standard we attract.
Yeah.
That man gets an album.
Well done, Gary. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, mate. What did you win?
Yeah, I won a brand new 10-speed bike at the school fete.
Malvern Star?
And then the next... I think it was.
Yeah, of course it was.
The very next day, I'd had it parked on the grass next to the driveway, and the old man ran it over in his four-wheel drive.
And did he buy you a new one, or was it easy come, easy go?
No, I got told off for having parked it there.
Yeah, of course.
Crazy kids. Well... You know, that pain will now be...
Assuaged. With a copy of a legal download.
With the album.
There's only 1,000 of them.
And you're in, Ashley. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
Oh, what did you win?
I won 3 packets of Hubba Bubba chewing gum in a dance competition when I was 12 at a shopping centre.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Was it an individual kind of freestyle affair?
Yes. There's lots of shaking of arms and jazz hands and all sorts of things.
Jazz hands.
Had you got a special costume? Had you got a costume ready for the day?
Oh dear.
What were you wearing?
No, I was wearing like it was the era of handkerchief tops. And tight jeans, bubble gums actually, called bubble gums.
And you had the apple pie shoes on?
Don't remember what shoes I wore. They were perhaps kicked off during the fray.
Oh, really? Big finale. And tell me something. And so you won 3 packets of Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
What on earth was second prize?
Probably 4 packets.
Of course.
Howard Jones tickets.
Now, can I just say one thing about Joy Buttress?
Yeah.
Why don't we import some giant sponges?
Oh.
That will drive her insane. How much water will they use?
Giant sponges.
Sponge park.
Taking the job of local sponges.
Thank you,
Joy Buttress. Do you think Joy Buttress is a real person?
Caroline, you said 2 excellent things. Unfortunately, you only get 1 album, but that's nice. Thank you for calling.
More than 2.
Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Hi, how are you going, fellas?
Oh, really good. What did you win?
I won 3rd prize in a fishing contest, but not for catching fish or caught yabbies.
With your hands? What?
Went around the lake picking up all the tins and getting them out of them.
And who came first? Was it like how many you could possibly get kind of contest? Was it a quantity thing?
Yeah, how many you could find, but the thing was, they said to take them back and throw them in the lake, but I just didn't. I took them back again.
Yes! Oh. And what was the prize?
Some fishing tackle.
Oh, fishing tackle. Can we top that?
Does anyone come first who rings into this program?
We don't want that.
Bronze
spoil the tones.
Thank you, Wayne. Hello, Mark. What did you win?
G'day, Ed. How you doing, mate?
Very good, sir. Good. Very good.
Good. Well, at Chatty Shopping Centre about 1982,
yes.
It was a free raffle.
Yes.
I could have won a bike. I could have won a game, but I won a Swiss roll pack, 6-pack of jam Swiss rolls.
Wow.
They're nice, though.
Yeah, times roll.
They laminated on the mantelpiece.
Well, I wasn't sharing them with anyone.
That's right.
Get them copper dipped.
How big was Chadston back in 1982?
Oh, Coles at one end and Meyer at the other, and that was about it.
So was yours the major prize? Did they work up to the jam rolls?
Oh, they worked down to the jam rolls,
I think. They? So someone's got a car, someone's got a big screen TV, and then Mark's just wandered away with the jam rolls triumphantly. Welcome to Get This, Mark.
Illegal download for that, man.
Hello, Nicky's on the line. We've got someone else here. We're running.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I'm excellent. What did you win?
When I was about 14, I won the entire AC/DC record collection.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. How did you do that?
Oh, I was caller number 10 at the right time sort of thing.
Ah.
And you've still got these vinyl copies?
Do you know what? I do. They are pride of my possession, baby.
Well, how often do you put on For Those About to Rock, We Salute You?
Well, the sad thing is the record format never, because I don't even have a record player anymore.
Can we help Peter Rosedale?
Yeah, can we help?
Certainly. Records are available. Record players are available at record shops.
Yeah. There we go.
Are they?
Are they really?
Can you get them?
Are they being phased out?
No, I think they're back.
You can get them.
I'm sure
DJs use them.
You've got them, Rich.
You got them, Rich.
Yeah, I've got a couple of wheels.
Booyah.
All right.
Hey, Ross, how are you? Ross?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. What did you're last, Ross, so let's make it sizzling hot. What did you win?
Well, when I was a kid, I won a colouring competition at a local shopping centre.
Was it rigged?
Oh, not really, but we won a weekend for the family down at Geelong in a caravan.
Oh, that doesn't get any better.
But it ended up raining and thunderstorms all weekend, so we had to sit in a caravan all weekend.
Fantastic. Oh, and this would have been before the Sphinx was invented in...
there was no PlayStations or anything to play.
What did you do all weekend? What did you do all weekend in the caravan?
Colour it in.
Well, that has got to be worth a copy of Illegal Download. Hello to any Geelong listeners, and hello to anyone who works at the Sphinx.
The Sphinx, the very strong.
There's a Sphinx in Geelong. The one in Egypt was copied from it.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah.
Is it fiberglass?
The one in Egypt isn't authentic because it doesn't have a tats venue inside.
That's right. What kind of food are they serving up? Buffet style? Bain Marie style?
Maybe that could be your project for the weekend. Roast. Let's get out of here. Peter Rose.
Oh, we've done.
That's it.
Oh, I sat here like a zombie for most of that.
No, that's what we do.
Yeah. It does a lot, doesn't it?
You were so dazzled by the
international guests.
The international observers.
I've got to go and do a television show about stem cell research now.
You've got to go and get into an international sandwich, I'm guessing.
Stem cell research. I'm going to ignore that, Martin. So happy with yourself. Look at you.
Seem to be. Oh, look, I've got to thank everybody, though. What about Richard Marsland?
Oh, I love his work.
He's brilliant. Hardly anything we say about him is actually true.
Well,
I should point that out.
The good stuff is true.
And what about our producer, Nicky? Overqualified for this gig.
Too qualified.
Matt Dower is the hardest working man in all of radio. Yeah.
Get auto-tuned, Matty.
And, of course, Anna on the phones.
She's certainly strong. One of my main detractors.
Gosh,
lovely to have you on board, Anna.
All the knob jockeys around the network. And Ed Cavalli bringing so much to the table this week.
Incredibly strong.
You look striking in that jumper, and it's been a pleasure as always.
And I think...
And Mr. Rosethorne.
Thanks for
coming in, Mr. Rosethorne. Can we help? Is it on tonight on the ABC?
Probably. Yeah.
They'll have to test pattern if it's not on. Our key phrase today, well, I'm just going to play the Fartgate clip.
Yes.
This was a bit of Wednesday show. Listen very closely and see if you can spot the fart. There is no prize.
What you know how normally you go down the slide
again,
at a kiddie park, you go down the slide and you
think it is what we think it is.
Open a door and we'll be back on Monday with Julia Zamiro.
Oh, yeah.
She's on everything.
And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito, Band of the Year.
Now it's all out and you know.
School of the air leaves you a loner. Come to the school that they call Passiona. Passiona, huh?